will make some special essence for one special insect to smell like the female of that insect. And even will shape its flower like the female. I'm talking about a tree which is making a flower. Do you see how much cheating is there? This one knows all the insects, knows how to smell, not to attract that one, but attract this one, and blah, blah, blah. All of that is what? Then let's make it a little bit more understandable. Is always human being. Before coming to human being, excuse me, what is the role of the male in nature? What is the male? Sure. Male is not necessary at the beginning. At the beginning, the amoebas and the cells and blah, 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 were all female. Because female is reproduction factory. Male is the element of chance. And what is that chance? The hair, the color, the wing, all of that belongs to male. No female has it. Why? They don't need it. Because they don't want to fight. They cannot fight. The female, they can afford fighting? No. They are smaller because they have to get together and work together. The male should fight. For fight, they need to look big. For sex, this show-off is all around. Every single animal has it in a very special way. So show-off is natural. Cheating is natural. I'm referring to me? Yes. Cheating is natural in here. Lying is natural. All of it. Because nature is animal. I have my anima from nature. What I'm talking about now has anything to do with the animal? Yeah. I fight the animal. Because I know that I have to teach my animal to submit to whom? To me. Aha! There is two me here. One me is the animal, the other one is the heart. That exception, right? Where are these two stuff? Are one. You have to understand it that I'm talking about me. Same time, this and that, because we are that mixture. We are a very strange mixture with a lot of potentialities. Because we studied and we understand that the cells, they have a life. But when they come together and make an animal, ooh, each cell is working in a special way, but the animal is working. Now we understand that we, the culture is here. What animal could look at the sky as we do? Hubble, what is this? This is from that we. This is not I. This is what we should learn, so we should bring everything together. That was book four. I hope you have learned it all. You go back and read it again and again and pay attention to all the details. Then book five. Haha. Book five, the name is tricky. Bewilderment means what? Means understanding that you cannot understand it. That's surprise. What is that? And why should you learn that? You. Why should he learn about the element? Anyone? Because, let me repeat, we are studying a path, right? A path which goes step by step by step, right? And we thought that we are not working with you. Go and find someone really in your life and work with him or with her. We only tell you how to do this. We started with what? We started with love. Do you know what love is? Ha ha ha! If you say yes, get out of here. Go and teach. Nobody knows what love is. Even the lover doesn't know it. The lover cannot explain it. That's the point. Our point before arriving to the final step, which is book 6, which is, you could realize that, a masterpiece. The final book is not really understandable, and it's talking about two subjects that you hate. Poverty and death. Which one do you like? That's what it is. Okay. Before that, we want to talk about it. To talk about what? What are we talking about in this bewilderment? Let's go back. Because this is the end of that. That's the path. We started with love, and you don't know what love is. We talked about what is the philosophy of love. That was the knowledge. And you didn't really get it. Okay, we explained it. You know a little bit about it. Then we talked about enrichment. Then unification, and all of that we talk. Now let's go back to love. What is love? The first thing you should learn about love is that you don't know, and there is no way that you will understand what love is. Do you remember how Rumi talked about this? He said, let me tell you something. This fishing is lovely, isn't it? To grab something, to hunt something. Lovely. We started with hunting. The humanity is like that. We said, listen, there is one thing you cannot hunt. What is it? Love. Why? Because love is a hunter itself. So you should quit those gadgets of yours and improve yourself to be valuable, then love may hunt you. We don't say it will. There is no such a chick logic about love. But we know that love will hunt the people who tried their best to be better. Do you know any example of that? Do you know the example of that? Who is Rumi? Rumi for 40 years tried to improve himself. Not successfully, but he was trying his best. Then Shams arrived and helped him. He needed just turn around 3 days and that's it. So, this he will forget. This is a subject that he will not talk about. He's talking about it. In this book, he said, okay, we are in a point that I have to talk about some stuff with you, and unfortunately, you cannot really listen to me. Before me telling you, you have to shut off your silly Satan. And he explained that Satan is a logic in your brain. Do you remember? And he will get to this point by point in this book. He said, there are 4 birds, 4 thoughts. Forget about them. Kill those birds. When you arrive here and you want to think about this subject, forget all of those, which was the wish for long life and having and picking from here and there, greed and all that, remember, and showing up. Forget all of this. Then when you forgot all of this, what happened? Said, how? Okay, now are you ready? I told you last time, from a lot of pages ago. He said, okay, now I want to tell you the story. And that story will end at the end of this book. This is that story. Why? Because if you look at the surface, superficially, it's a very simple, short story. Oh, sorry. Short story. I could blame the old age and everything for it, but it doesn't change anything. Sorry. The point is, thank you. There you go, Mom. Merci. Sorry about that. The point is, when you turn off your brain, your logic, turn it off. Whatever the animal thinking is in here, let it go. Then you are ready to listen to this very simple story. I tell you what the story is. The story is between two men. So, these two men, one is the king, one is the slave. And they have a very bizarre relationship. Okay. And that's it. And it will finish there. There is no ending to the story, nothing. Oh yes, this fellow has a very special locker somewhere with a big lock on it and a lot of security gadgets on top of it. And we'll go over there, we'll spend a short time over there, we'll come out and we'll lock the door and everything, we'll come back to the job. Then what happens? There is something else around. Those thoughts, I thought, get rid of it. The surrounding of the king, the governing people, what about them? They are jealous. They don't like this stuff. So they will talk to the king that he is a thief. He is hiding something over there. What is it? And the king said, we'll say, okay, go on, check it out. And you will hear a lot that thing will think, king will think like that, and king will think that, what will he think, and blah, 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 doesn't matter. They go over there and they find almost nothing. They find a pair of old shoes and a cover which is worth a $1.50, something like that, nothing. Then they dig. They ruin that place to find it. They don't find it. They come to the king and there is no. King will call us and say, hey, what is this? He said, oh, those stuff, yes, those are mine. I kept them to remember who am I and where I'm coming from. That's when I was poor. Now whatever I want is ready. The king is treating me like the best. I shouldn't forget and become arrogant. That's why I kept it. The king will say, you son of a gun, do you see what happened? Now I know what to do with you. You, Mr. Slave, you tell me what to do with these son of a bitches who ruined everything. And you will see the last speech of this guy is the last paragraph in this book. Go on, read it.